And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Welcome to another edition of Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. It's party time here at Maximum. We're bringing you another hour of some of the finest punk rock from around the world. That was Neurosis doing Hear Nothing, See Nothing, Say Nothing. Yep, that is a Discharge cover from an all Discharge covers release that came out on Allied Recordings back in the 90s. Allied Recordings was John Yates' label. He was around for a little while, and he no longer... John Yates is still around, but his label is not. Anyway, I've got a few special guests for you. The band Die Time from Chicago is in town. Excellent, excellent. And they're going to play some punk rock jams for you coming up here on this awesome Saturday here at the Maximum Rock and Roll Compound. But first, I'm going to play a set of some hardcore I pulled from the archives. Going to start out with Brotherhood, and they're going to do a song called The Deal. One of the guys from Brotherhood went on to be in bands like Engine Kid and Sun and many other heavy doom style bands. I'm going to see if you can guess who that is, but in the meantime, here they go.
Minor threat, take one, once again.
Hey Don, stop singing along with
one bat, a little faster. One bat. Faster.
Do what you have, take what you can get. Pay your mind to us, but that's our money.
All right, that does it for my first set of jams here at Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. That was, of course, the classic Teen Idols doing Sneakers. Before that was Life's Blood doing Left Me Behind. Minor Threat doing a Minor Threat. We were all singing along here in the studio listening to that. And before that was Youth of Today doing Disengage from the EP, their last EP that came out, Revelation 17. An interesting side note, the photo in that EP was actually taken, I believe, at Gilman. Definitely the Bay Area. I believe at Gilman. Some recognizable faces in there from back in the day. And I start off with Brotherhood doing The Deal. And the reason I played Brotherhood is I actually saw that they reformed for a show recently, which was kind of interesting to me. Bands that just don't play, I always wonder, like, what was the intent of their reforming? Was there a benefit for somebody or something? I have no idea. And in case you didn't figure out what member went on to be in some of the most popular doom bands of the modern age, it was Greg Anderson. So there you go, a little factoid tidbit. And as I promised earlier, we've got a few folks from Die Time from Chicago. We're going to start out with Jack. He's going to play some of his favorite songs pulled from the MRR collection, and he's going to start off with...
Oh, I am starting off with Peck. They're from Germany, and the sentiment attached to this record is that I lost it. One of my faves of all time, lost it for many, many years. Took a long time and a lot of money to finally get it back, only to find about a week later after I had spent all that time and money that it was in a sleeve for a Hawaiian record. Hawaii, Sounds of Hawaii. So I gave my other copy to Merm because she rocks.
Cool.
So this is that.
Working for a heart attack.
Yeah.
She got my way, but I don't care what it says. I got bodies in a book in a vacuum. She can kill, see all them, and get body steps in fields. The shots may be murdered, and they'll be to heal. The shots may be murdered, and they'll be to heal.
After the Pack, we had the Mummies, your hometown heroes, and certainly one of my faves. The show I got a little bit of a harder side, threw on some loud pipes, most certainly on behalf of the rest of the little group here. That was Charged with Murder, some song about hating work by the Pack, Killing Babies by the Mummies, World Burns to Death, Whom the Gods Destroy, and Raoul. I seeded my reefer song to get some ladies on there, and they also use the Twilight Zone thing, which we do, but way before us. All right, bye.
Hey, this is Izzy. I got some records. Let's see. First, I'm playing Spasm 151, Frozen World. It's a killer song. I saw this band when I was like 16. It blew my mind. We'll be right back. right, so the last song was the Crunchies. It was called Moon Boots. They're a fantastic Chicago band. We're big fans of theirs. The song before that was Phantom Limbs. From they're from here in San Francisco, but Lauderball lives in Chicago now. That was Shut Them Out. Before that was a Manor Astroman song. Not the one I tried to play, but it worked. Whatever. It's a song of probably Principles Unknown. We're not sure. Song before that was Cat Burglars. They're also from Chicago. It's called Judy is a Bartender. I played it because I just recently pissed off someone named Judy. And then before that was Spasm 151. You guys already know that. Later.
Excellent.
I'm Alex. I play bass for Die Time. And these records I picked out have something to do with the way we sound. And the first one is State of Fear. It's the instrumental on their 7-inch Wallow and Squalor.
We'll be right back.
what it was. This is how it's done. Never mind. The melody wires. Sounds like you got to find. Can't come against this. We hit the fan. What's waiting for? What's waiting for? This is how it's done. Burn much, his mind is stopped. Wandered between people and wounded. What's waiting for? Never comes. Anger in direct action. What's waiting for? What's waiting for? Death is how it's done.
That was Meanwhile, the track 124. The one before that was Civil Disobedience, Cursed Earth. And the one before that was a killer Wisconsin band, with Space Shuttle Disaster. The one before that was Martyrdod, a Swedish band with a weird sounding name.
Excellent. And start off with State of Fear. And this is Rob again. And I want to thank the three folks from Die Time, Izzy, Al, and Jack, for coming in and playing some of their favorite songs for you. We've got a few more minutes left in the show, so I'm going to kick it back into the late 70s and early 80s. I'm going to start this particular set, if I can find my set list here, with the Commandos doing Weekend Warrior.
Huh, two, three, four. Commando tactics. Feel like got a job to do. I'm gonna see it through. Give him up and let him shoot. Give him time to bear a boot. A brown gun in their eyes. Got the guys out of size. Weekend Warrior. Weekend Warrior. My private army means I'm in command. Okay, my task was good. Okay, sink got out of hand. Oh, the panic, I'm unhappy. Throw me on the bed of fight. Ha! Show the desk chuggies. We attack the night tonight. The tanks break ranks. Parade! Sure, the Pentagon's a tough nut, but then I'm a brother crack. But the brother be on our side, cause we're sneaking in the back. The bazaar on Monday morning, by the buddy I'll be back. Punch a Glock at the gun shop, send my gun back in the rack.
Boy, taught me to kill with a government toy. Now that don't dance. It's just a small room time and we go never in hand. You say you like my words. I think it's something you never heard. You gotta fake it, never to shake it. Don't you think I spell out absurd? Intellectual morons, I can't get away from you. Intellectual morons, but you say it's okay.
All right, that does it for my quick set of some oldies but goodies there. That was the Crap Detectors. And don't we all wish we had a crap detector? And that was called Intellectual Morons. Before that was good old Toxic Reasons, originally from Ohio, moved over to Indiana, doing a War Hero. And I started off the set with Commandos doing Weekend Warrior. This is Rob. This is Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. And I want to thank our three guest DJs from Die Time for playing some really killer stuff today. And I just want to remind you, you can always send in CDs, two copies of vinyl and cassettes to Maximum Rock and Roll, P.O. Box 460760, San Francisco, California, 94146. And if you would like to send those things in, we do have a magazine. You may be reviewed in the magazine. And if we like your band, we'll play on the radio show. And thanks for listening. Check us out on the web at MaximumRockAndRoll.com. Email us at radio@MaximumRockAndRoll.com. If you have any comments, questions, requests, we love it all. Couldn't figure out what to play for the last song today, so I just thought I would play a couple tracks from this amazing compilation that came back out in, don't remember what year, mid-90s, Deep Six. Deep Six is still around. It's a record label. And there were four parts to this series. They were called the Reality Compilations. Going to play them out until we just run out of time. And I'm going to start out with Parade and just keep playing until I can't play anymore. Here we go.